back at the pub after that strange digression. Makes you wonder, what's it all good for? Booze and banter, I suppose. Easy to lose yourself in a place like this shape. One drink becomes two. Two becomes four. Before you know it, you spent the whole evening doing absolutely nothing at all. Well, almost nothing. Entire lives unfolding over drinks. Triumph and tragedy. Listen. Every voice in this room has a story attached to it. There's a tale from beyond the pale on every tongue in this room. Brings to mind this haunted yarn by the scribe Richard Newby. Madge, the world spider, and one last drink. And like so many tales of heartache and woe, it starts in a pub.
Well, no, it's not like that. I mean, she was nice and all. I just don't think she's my type, you know?
Not your type? What, are you dead, Rodney? If I wasn't deeply committed to Kathy...
In love?
Of course, that goes without saying. But if not for Kathy, I would have asked her out myself. I'm trying to set you up with the best of the best here, man.
No, man, I get it. I get it, Steve. You try it, and it's not your fault. Your standards, they're different from mine.
What does that mean? If you're trying to insinuate again that I settled, that hey. I already told you.
Hey, barkeep. Hey, man. Hey, this way. Man, this fucking guy's ignoring me. Every fucking time I come here and this guy's working, he pulls the same fucking shit.
He probably just can't hear you over the music. Let me try.
What's up?
Another Jack and Coke, if you're not too busy. Thanks. Oh, and one more thing. Could you turn down the music a bit? It's a little hard to hear.
You want me to turn the music down in my bar? So I got a full house of college kids, and it's Friday night.
Just a smidge.
Huh?
Just a smidge.
Oh, excuse me.
If you could all please direct your attention up here for just a moment. We got a couple of senior millennials here who must think this is some homegrown brewery and who want to know if I can turn the music down. Just a smidge. How do you fine folks feel about that?
Take your craft beers outside and turn the music the fuck up.
Come on, Rod. Let's grab a spot outside. It is chilly out here.
Senior millennials, man. Jeez, I'm 32. Fucking assholes.
I mean, technically, I don't know. Maybe at a point in a kind of off-color kind of way. You've really got to find a new place. Strictly 30 and up. Pretty sure everybody here thinks we're here trying to hit on college babes.
Yeah, well, I like this place, all right? Besides, Tracy and I used to come here.
Yeah, man, that was like a decade ago. And you guys haven't been together in 2 years. I just don't think it's healthy, like...
Three. It ended 3 years ago.
Okay, three. But Rodney, you gotta come to terms with the fact that Tracy is getting married next weekend, and there's nothing that you could do about that.
Man, it's all fucked up, Steve, man. It's... She was it. She was fucking it. I never should have let it go off to Australia. Maybe I should have fucking gone too. I don't know.
Fuck Australia! They got spiders the size of my hand. Shit. I guess that is my cue to close out my tab. Listen, let me take you to a new spot next weekend. They play good shit there. And only because I like you, I will introduce you to one of Kathy's friends. And try to make it work, because after that, we are looking at the dregs on my end. God bless you.
I don't know, man.
Come on, Rod! You have got to get out of this place. Despite being a bit of an asshole, you are smart, decent-looking, funny-ish.
Yeah, I did hear a pretty funny joke the other day.
Lay it on me.
Okay. Well, it went, the past, present, and future walk into a bar, and the future says to the past, fuck, no. No, it's the future says to the present that, shit. Wait, which one said it first? Wait. I'm just going to look it up real quick.
Forget it. Okay. So, Scratch funny, but listen to me, Rodney. You don't have to be miserable because of one relationship. Don't be so fixated on this idea of the one. She was just a one. Plenty of other ones out there. Give it a shot.
Yeah. I don't know if I'm in the headspace to be doing that at the moment. So.
Just think about what I said, man. And I gotta head out. Early morning tomorrow. Fucking inventory. Let me close the tabs and I'll put in for an Uber.
You go on. You go on. I think I'm just gonna stay here for a bit.
You sure? Party of one at the college bar isn't really a vibe, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, I'll be fine. I'm just gonna sober up a bit here. Hey, Steve. Could you grab my tab? I'm just a little bit short at the moment, you know?
You're killing me tonight, man. Fine, sure. I'll get it. But you owe me. You are coming with me to that new spot next weekend. No excuses. I'll text you.
Yeah, okay.
And Rodney, I love you, man. But next time you come down on Kathy like that, I'm gonna have to hit you on principle.
Understood. Night, man. Excuse me, I'm just moving through.
Hey, watch it, creep.
Yeah, I'm just trying to get through.
Ew, what are you, a professor?
What? No, alum, class of 2016.
Hey, what the fuck are you doing back here? Talking to my girl.
Yo, I'm just gonna take a piss, man. Not looking to get into it.
Well, you're fucking in it now.
Babe, let's just go. I think he teaches at the school. You'll get us expelled.
No, because then he'd have to admit what he's doing in here. That he fucking touched you.
What?
Come on, man, I didn't touch her.
He really didn't, let's just go.
Listen to your fucking girlfriend. I'm headed out, all right? No harm done.
Not yet. But only because I was here to make sure of it.
Yo, relax, man. Don't be a fucking asshole.
Who are you calling an asshole, creep?
Fuck. I think he might have broken my eye socket. It's gonna look like shit in a few hours. God damn it. Oh, great. Now I'm hearing noises. Perfect. I don't remember this hallway. Or this neon sign. Free drinks beyond this point. Must have gotten hit harder than I thought. Free drinks, though. I can't pass that up. Okay. Beaded curtains. Weird vibe. Well, yeah, this is definitely a new addition. Hopefully the clientele is better. Hey, miss? Ma'am? Jeez, everyone deaf from the music tonight? Hey, sorry, I hate to interrupt you. You're dancing, but would you mind taking those headphones off? It's just kind of hard to talk to the back of your head.
Jesus, fuck! Whoa, what are you? Fuck, I gotta get out of here. Wait, where's the exit? No, where's the curtain? No, shit. Shit! Okay. What do I do? Breathe. Okay, it's just a nightmare. Well, I'm passed out on the sidewalk and I just need to slap myself out of it. Come on. Fuck! Ow. Fuck, okay. Okay. I am here. What's next? I call Steve. I call Steve and tell him what's going on and he'll make sense of it.
here.
Thank God. Man, hey, I'm in the...
I'm obviously not here right now, but it is possible that I'll get back to you. Though you can always just text.
Shit. Look, I don't know if you're going to get this, but I'm in the basement of the bar, and there's this back room, and there's this woman here, and she's not right, man. She won't stop dancing, she won't talk, and she's wearing this mask like a Madonna mask, but it looks wrong. It's fucked up, melted or something, and there's nothing behind her eye holes. It's just black, man, and Christ, man, I don't know. I need to get out of here. Hello? Steve, did you pick up? Hello?
Hello.
Hey, who's there? Where are you?
Behind you.
Oh, God!
Not quite, dear Rodney. I'm a world spider. See? 8 legs. Count them if you wish. Though we haven't much time, you have a few choices to make. Now, what are you drinking?
I don't.
You okay there, friend? You look like you've caught a bug. Take a seat. I'll grab a bucket. Well, been a while since that happened. This new generation, I just don't know if they're cut out for it, Madge. Guess we'll see.
Christ. My head. Oh, God.
It might help if you lift it off my counter. Hard enough to keep this place clean as it is. Don't look up. Not just yet. Here. Drink this.
Oh, it's really yellow. What is this?
Something to calm the nerves. So you won't black out again.
Oh, God. Oh, that's awful. Whoa. What was in that? It tastes like horseradish and almonds?
Something like that. You can look up now.
Oh, God. Wow. This is... I mean, you're so strange.
I'll take it. Better than retching. How do you feel?
Not normal. But considering I'm looking at an 8-foot semi-humanoid spider with 6 of the bluest eyes I've ever seen, I feel strangely okay with it.
Good. Then the cocktail is working and we can talk. Man to world spider.
That's right. Well, I remember now. You're the world spider. That should frighten me, but it doesn't.
Not the A.
What's that?
Not the world spider, but a world spider. There are more of us than you feel comfortable knowing. So, what can I get you?
A Jack and Coke, I guess? Do you have that one?
I've got everything. Hold on.
Oh my God, this may be the best damn Jack and Coke I've ever had. Even better, because it's free. That sign was legit, right?
Of course.
Great, so... What is that machine behind you? Some kind of fancy drink mixer?
A web. My web.
And it just makes drinks?
It weaves. People, places, stories, doorways, and yes, sometimes drinks. Every strand of everything can be fastened together for time.
Right. Okay. Okay, that clears things, or actually it doesn't really, but fine. What the hell is this place? Where am I exactly?
Bar Ness.
Who is Ness?
Bar Ness. Like harness. It's the idea of a bar. Well, one of them. It's been a long time since anyone has thought of this place.
So, how did I get here? To Bar Ness?
You walked through the curtain.
Sure, but... fine. Are you an idea, too?
Someone's, but not yours.
Hers?
No. Madge has been here for a while. The dancing queen. Young and sweet no more, unfortunately. Her mask disturbs you. I understand. Though I can assure you it's much better than what lies beneath. The rules of physics, anatomy, are leaky here. The flesh, it turns after a while.
Wait, you mean she's rotting?
In my bar? Of course not. Could you imagine the safety violations? No. Look at the way she's moving around the dance floor. One big circle, followed by smaller, smaller loops, before she reverses and spins out again. Her face is following a similar pattern.
Well, you can't mean she's...
like cold cookie dough meeting an electric mixer set on low. Her features shifting.
Oh, I think I'm gonna be sick again. I mean, does she ever stop? Can she?
No.
What will happen to her?
Maybe she'll keep at it until she's dancing on nubs of bone and tracking blood across my dance floor, as if there wasn't already enough to keep clean. But that's no concern of yours. Filthy, just absolutely filthy. If you let them sit for too long, these glasses become covered in dust.
Hmm. This really is the best damn Jack and Coke I've ever had. But obviously there's more to this than drinks. I just want some clear answers and an exit.
Just take a look at this glass here. Look at all those little white flecks of dust that settle at the bottom. I never had this problem before, Madge. Dancing like that sheds a fair amount of skin cells.
Oh! What the fuck, man?
It's perfectly natural. 15% of what you breathe in every day is dead skin cells. We're always taking in the dead. It's what keeps us alive. And besides, best Jack and Coke you ever had, right?
Okay, this is insane. Okay, I'm going insane. I can't even be freaked out the way I should be because of that yellow whatever the fuck you gave me after you brought me here. And for what? To watch this woman dance to the same song over and over again? What, to drink dead skin cell cocktails?
Oh. I'm afraid there's been a misunderstanding. I didn't bring you here. You came here of your own volition. So now, I'll ask the questions. Why are you here?
The sign, it said free drinks.
Which you've had. And still you remain, so why are you here?
I had a run-in with this asshole at the bar upstairs, or I guess... Sorry, this is still weird. The bar that led me to Barnes. And I went downstairs to check out the damage, and then I heard this music.
Madge's music?
Yeah, I guess it is Madge's music, and I wanted to find out where it was actually coming from.
What was so important about finding the source of the music?
It's just not a common playlist song is all, and I thought it might be a, I don't know, like a sign or something.
A sign of what?
There was this girl.
They're off it is.
Sure, yeah, but this is different. And she, I mean, it sounds so stupid now, but my girlfriend or my ex, girlfriend Tracy, she loved that song. Heard it on a TV show once, and that was it. She used to sing it all the time. She couldn't sing, but she sang it. she loved local bands from places where we weren't locals, and it was funny because I just It's dumb. Forget it.
Don't stop. Go on.
So she always liked songs that were upbeat. That was her way. Loved movies with happy endings that were guaranteed. Less emotional risk, she'd say. But for whatever reason, that song just stuck. And when I heard it, I thought that maybe Madge's music was Tracy's music, our music, that she'd come back and I guess we'd get our happy ending.
Tell me, what would that look like?
Well, I'd be with Tracy and she wouldn't be getting married to some other guy. She'd be married to me. We'd be happy and she should have just fucking waited, you know? I was going to propose. I told her I had a plan that didn't involve her taking that stupid job offer in Australia when she knew I didn't want to move.
So, Rodney, I'll ask again. Why are you here?
I'm here for a happy ending. My happy ending. And a way to get back to that and make her understand that our lives could be so much better.
Well, here's the thing. Happy endings like that, those are the stuff of fairy tales. I'm no fairy, Rodney. I've got no wings on me. And you're a real boy. Which means you can't even tell when you're lying to yourself.
Every word I said has been true. You're the one talking in riddles. So what, you don't believe me? So I should just leave and be miserable? No one in my life could have been different?
People have made it through worse.
Yeah, I'm not them. I'm sorry for whatever they have to deal with, I really am, but I only know what I'm capable of surviving, and I'm dying back there. The best days of my life are over. There's no future for me. Not without her, and I'm afraid that I... Jesus, can she play a different song?
No, it's her favorite.
Well, if you won't turn it off, can you at least just make her stop dancing? I can't think straight, and I don't like looking at her, all right?
No, suppose you wouldn't. You know, when she came in here, she wasn't quite so different than you. She too felt trapped, caught up in mistakes of the past and unsure if there was a way forward. Unlike you, she had charm and was funny.
Oh, fuck off, man. So what? When she realized you wouldn't help her out, you kept her here? Oh, God. Yeah, I see it now. Yeah, I see what you are. I should have known. No, it's not just the machine, it's this whole fucking place. Barness. It's all a web. And we're caught in it. Like squirming flies.
You wound me, Rodney. I'm not keeping anyone. While I admit it's not easy to leave after a certain point, Madge chose to stay. Though my patience is infinite, your time to leave is rapidly dwindling. So, I'll make you a wager. Leave now. What's done is done. Stay. Have another drink or two. Play a game. And you just might find a doorway that leads back to Tracy.
You're serious? What's the game?
I got a couple of options.
What happens if I lose?
A dance partner for Madge. You're discomfited by that possibility. You jump a little every time she slinks behind you.
No, I don't.
Well, yeah, okay. But I feel sorry for her.
I'm going to let you in on a little secret, Rodney. I feel sorry for every single soul that comes here. Nobody content with their lives comes to Barnes. I feel sorry, and yet there is a naturally unnatural order to life. Some people get stuck in the same rhythm here with me on the B side, while others get to flip the record back over to side A. Is it fair? Perhaps. Perhaps not. But such decisions aren't up to me. I just work here.
Yeah? And who is it you work for?
Well, let's just say I'm merely a humble house spider, and there are webs upon webs, all delicately arranged and monitored. Now, for the sake of the structural integrity of this place, let's get the show on the road. You ready for a game?
Yeah, I think so. I'll play. If it keeps this place from collapsing on top of us, at the very least, I'll play. Whoa. It stopped. Is it safe now?
My dear Rodney, it's never safe. Now, billiards, or poker, or darts. Choose.
Shit, I didn't realize that the options were so limited. But I guess I stand a better chance at billiards than anything.
Billiards it is. Let's get started.
What are you doing?
Setting up the game. There we go. No turning back now. He's on his way.
Who's on his way?
You're looking a bit woozy again. You're not going to get sick on me again, are you?
No, I just... Who is coming?
How about a little liquid courage?
I don't...
It'll be better this time. I promise. World Spider's honor. Come on. One last drink.
On the house, right?
Always. So?
It tastes blue. Like clear skies and listening to your favorite song on a spring drive with the windows down. Guess I shouldn't ask what's in it.
I wouldn't recommend it unless... He's here.
What is that?
That's your guy. Just give him a minute to tune in.
Tune into what?
To you.
I'll forget my appearance. I got mustard on my shirt. Jacket did not hold up well in the wind. I won't bore you with the details. A rough day when all is said and done.
Christ! Oh, God! He's... You're... me. Just... older and,
Yeah, kid, I get it. I look like shit. Ew. I've already apologized. What do you want from me? Huh? Hey! What's got eight arms, piercing blue eyes, and wants to give a fella a drink? How about it, old friend?
Coming up.
Let me sit down a minute before we get to it. God damn. I needed that shit.
Why do you...
Hey, man. Been a while. I see your dancing hasn't improved. Taste of music either. All right. What's the game? Wow me.
He picked billiards.
Billiards game, Christ, kid. I suck at billiards, but... I guess you already knew that.
Because you're me?
No, not exactly. I'm your suffering. Tomorrow.
And today. Let's get it over with. No more questions. To the billiard tables we go.
Careful there, Rodney. You're liable to slip in the puddles our friend here is leaving on my floor. Can't have you bust up your leg.
Then I guess Madge would have to take the lead on their deaths. Come on over here, Madge. Take off the headphones and cheer me on, girlie.
Leave her alone, would you?
Oh, forget it. You're all the same.
First you're dusty old me, and now you're young, wet me? Why the fuck are you wet, man?
Have you ever used a pool in your complex, Rodney? It's deeper than you think.
Great. The water just soaked in my shoes. That other guy's a fucking soggy mess.
I'll grab a mop. Decide who breaks.
I'll do it. Where are the balls?
Coin operated.
Seriously.
I only said drinks were free.
I don't have any change.
Let me help you find your balls.
Okay, here goes.
Stripes is solids, boy.
Solids.
Might as well just give up now. There's no point to any of this. That dark hole in one corner, this dark hole in another. It's all the same.
Then quit.
You have no idea how easy that would be. Unfortunately, there's more than just me in this suit.
Watch your feet. There's a few dry towels behind the bar. Why don't you dry off? Loosen the tie. Just relax.
No, thanks. I'm fine like this. But I know what you're doing, World Spider. Billiards isn't the only game being played here tonight.
Spider, what? What's he talking about?
Easy on the felt.
You know what your problem is, Rodney. You're too serious about all this bullshit.
Yeah, the other guy already told me there's no point to any of this.
That loser? Nah, of course there's a point. That's why we keep playing. But neither you or I have any control of the outcome. We're simply passing time. This isn't a game of skill. It's chance. And the more you try to control it, the more fucked it's gonna become.
I don't buy that.
Of course you don't. You're young, stupid. You think, oh, if I only had made this one little choice, I'd be on the right path. There's no path, kid. The road is dark, winding, and dotted with stumbling blocks to fuck you over.
Yeah, because you chose wrong, clearly. I have a path with Tracy. It's not dark with her. The right choices will lead us to where we're supposed to go.
Hey, are you playing or gabbing? Come on, you two. This is painful to watch. I might just get rid of this pool table altogether after this. Maybe I can put in a karaoke machine. Host sing-offs.
People who do karaoke aren't suffering. And you'd have to get a decent playlist. Though I suppose you could just leave it up to Madge, and he guesses what she might pick.
Look at you. You've got jokes now.
No jokes. Never had a knack for it.
Nor for keeping your eyes on the ball either, it seems. You set me up real nice here. You see? I missed. I had the perfect opportunity. The shot was lined up just right, and yet, it's all chaos. Still, you're losing the game, kid. You're losing it all over some girl who I bet you can barely remember.
That's not true. I remember everything about her.
Do you really want to put that to the test?
Shoot.
What's your favorite memory of Tracy?
Easy. The Christmas we spent together in Maine. We rented a cabin, explored the area, watched holiday movies.
Is that how you remember it? I seem to remember Tracy wanting to spend Christmas with her family in Ohio, but you wanted a romantic getaway.
She wanted to go too.
My sources say no. She thought you were going to propose, that you had this big thing planned and her family would be there too.
She never indicated any of that.
You wanted to keep her all to yourself, cage her, and you might for a while, but the song gets old and the dance is out of step.
You have no idea what I wanted, or what she does for that matter.
Don't I? I've been where you are, kid. I've gone back through that door and reunited with Tracy like we'd never been apart. I even put a ring on it. She said yes. And then the funniest thing happened.
Trust me. What he has to tell you ain't that funny. In fact, it is easily avoidable. Hey, eyes on me. Not on the dancing queen. Do you understand what I'm saying? I'll jump, if you will.
What the hell are you talking about?
The other guy, he'll try to convince you that it's all chaos. That you can go back to that moment, that Tracy you've built up in your mind. But what if you don't? That's where I come in. You'll walk right through those curtains and return just a few seconds after you first went down those stairs. You'll feel despair and wonder if you made the right choice. That despair will only grow. And a drink or three in the evening becomes a bottle. One that never seems to empty. It's deeper than you think. Then one day, maybe a year, could even be a year, perhaps two or three. And it'll become so overwhelming that you'll look down from your balcony and see that swimming pool six stories down. You'll wonder what it feels like not feeling anything. Not to be caught up in this web of chaos. Choice, always second guessing yourself, and you'll wonder how deep it is, and you'll jump. It's deeper than you think, but eventually you do hit the bottom. In those last moments, it will feel right. You don't have to wait. You can skip all that and do it tonight. The pool's closed for the season, but I'll jump, if you will. No, I never don't count on it. You thought about it before, more than once.
Never seriously, never enough to act.
But you circled the train. Why?
I don't.
Sure you do. You wouldn't be here if you didn't.
There's more gravy than grave about him, which would certainly explain what I'm standing in. Listen, kid, I'm trying to help you here. Tracy, she starts resenting me after the marriage. Hell, maybe even before. She thought I was going to change, become more open about what she wanted. She blamed me even more when we couldn't have kids. My fault, I thought. But I learned that it wasn't. None of it. It was all a matter of circumstance. I told her so, and she said I was being cruel. Everything I did was deemed cruel. And perhaps it was, but it wasn't my choice or my fault. If I became an unstable presence in her life, it's only because she refused to acknowledge that neither she nor I had any control over anything. We move in states of impulse and fear.
What did you do to her?
Nothing. No, not nothing. She was going to meet with a divorce lawyer. Her tire popped. She skidded right off the road and hit a tree. But she didn't die. She's all hooked up to tubes and cords. A vegetative state is what the doctors told me. It's a pity. Chaos, that is. You simply learn to live with it. And if you detach yourself long enough, you can.
I'd never let that happen. That's not me, and now that I know, I can avoid it.
Outlook not so good on that front. The more you try to change it, the closer you move toward it. And oh, would you look at that. Only thing left is the eight ball.
Feels like destiny, which according to you doesn't exist.
Feels like magic, and that's just an illusion. Another form of chaos that fools think they can control.
So fine, is that it? You want me to believe that everything is random so I can follow your lead? Lose Tracy and end up miserable?
Who said I'm miserable? No. I'm free, kid. Free from the burdens of choice, of regret, and responsibility. free from wondering if I'm decent and getting caught up in all the concerns of morality that eat away at people. You know, I visited Tracy a few times right after the accident. I tried to play the role of dutiful, grief-stricken husband. We are still married, after all, and I tried to feel something, some sense of sadness, regret, or I don't know, responsibility, maybe. But the last time I went, as I watched her in the hospital bed wrapped in tubes and wires, all I could do was stifle a laugh. The woman who wanted to go everywhere, who blamed me for holding her back, now unable to go anywhere ever again. Chance or choice, it's a hell of a living. I played the part of Madge's future once too. It was absolutely pathetic. The things she'd go through for a man who didn't want her, she was better off losing.
Let her go.
If I was really you, I might.
Careful now, Rodney.
But I'm tired of playing you. I'm tired of playing this game with you. Even now, you think the rules are in your favor, but not even Madge, whose eternity is all laid out, is free from a little rule bending. Tell me, Madge, if I squeeze you here, do you think I could get you to sing from whatever twisted hole that used to be a mouth behind that mask?
That's enough! No, I will not become you. I don't want what you're offering, you self-centered fucking prick.
Oh, you've done it now.
All that misplaced confidence for someone who hasn't won a damn thing. But if it's a bar fight you want, well, you may rely on it.
Shall we take a dive, then?
Not a chance.
Oh, what the fuck?
Get up. Get up, Rodney.
What is this?
Losing. This is losing, Rodney.
How do I stop it?
I don't know.
I haven't won a thing. People. People.
Shoot it, and don't miss. He's reforming. You won't get another chance.
I missed. No. No, 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 no. No, not like this. No. The rules can be bent.
What are you doing with that?
I can try to control the chaos. Magic is an illusion, but we've all agreed on the significance of this ball. That gives it power.
Give it your best shot. Hold it out in front of you.
He's breaking apart. Got it.
Brilliant. Though, I suspect not for long. It's a powerful thing.
Magic, 8-ball. A game within a game.
And now, you've won. What fate shall I weave for you?
What will happen to you when it gets free?
Me? I'm essential. Besides, there's nothing left to take anymore. What you're looking at, it's all that's left. But never mind that. That's my story. We're here for yours. Now, please, before it breaks free, where do you want to go back to?
I don't want any of those options. There has to be another. My life can't only lead to these monsters. There has to be another exit, another door.
What are you doing?
Masking the magic 8-ball. Is there another way out of this? Signs point to yes. Okay. Is there a way out that doesn't lead to more suffering? No.
Hurry!
Will I at least be happier than I am now? Better not tell you now.
You're not asking the right questions. Why are you here, Rodney? Why don't you want the fates that you've been offered? They're all you. They're all about you. It's coming apart.
You've only got one chance now.
Can someone else's life be happier with me in it? Oh, no. It's gone. The ball is gone. The thing that looks like me is loose, and he's coming.
Maybe this is all there was ever going to be for you. A dance partner for Madge.
No. I won't accept that. I have something Madge doesn't have. I have a third doorway. I know where I want to go. Where you have to send me.
Excuse me. Sorry. Just trying to get to the patio. Hey. Sorry if this is weird. Do you mind if I sit here?
Dozen other tables, man.
No, totally. They're all kind of full, busy night and all. And so, can I sit, please? I'm not trying to disturb you or anything. I just thought I might
try to pick me up.
No. Well, I just wanted to see if you're okay. You looked.
Yeah, I know what I must look like. Rough day. Listen, you seem like a nice guy, but I don't seem to do so well with nice guys, according to my ex. He and his girlfriend had a baby today. We broke up 4 months ago, so. You see, not so nice.
Well, I have an ex, so, you know what? Never mind. I'm trying not to get caught up in the past. I'm sorry that happened to you. It's fucked up.
Yeah, tell me about it. He was it. But thanks. You want a drink? I know you're supposed to ask me that, but fuck it. New millennium, right?
No, thanks. I actually had my last drink earlier tonight.
Well, congratulations. Really, it's tough. I'm not much of a drinker, but tonight is.
One of those nights?
Exactly, one of those nights. Do I know you from somewhere? Middle school or something? I feel like I don't, but there's something. I don't know if it's the drinks or deja vu, but I think something. Something about you feels close. I'm sorry, is that weird?
No, not at all. I think I feel the same. I'm Rodney.
Madge. Nice to meet you. All right, so we've established that we're both a little weird. So, since you're here at my table, I've got a job for you.
Oh, yeah.
Sure. You said you're trying not to get caught up in the past. What's your secret?
Well, I've learned that life doesn't go exactly how you plan it to. No matter how much you want it to. There's only so much we can control. But I do know that no matter what, we can choose to move forward. Do something better.
So you've got all the answers?
No. But I think I'm finally asking the right questions.
I see. I wouldn't even know where to begin. Oh, shit, my mascara's running. Hold on, I'm just gonna run downstairs real quick.
I wouldn't go down there. I just saw some strange characters. Trust me, here, let me help. Okay. Got a napkin and water. Saw this in a movie once. Hold still.
How clean are they?
In this place? The cleanest.
Okay, go ahead. Just don't make me look like a raccoon. Like my mom always said, I may not have much, but at least I've got a pretty face. Oh, I love this song.
Really? I'm kind of sick of it. Come on, let's get out of here. Gonna grab a bite. I know a great spot a few blocks away from here.
You must really hate this song. Okay. Sure, let's go. Only, I don't know if these heels will hold up on the walk.
I can carry them if you'd like.
Well, are you a gentleman? Just so you know, this still isn't a pickup.
Oh, it never crossed my mind. Consider it a pick-me-up from someone who can wait. Hey, you wanna hear a joke?
It depends. Are you funny?
I've been known to make a few people laugh from time to time. Okay, so stop me if you heard this one before. So a guy... Wait for it. It gets better, I promise.
It's better. No, no, it's a great start. Really, really. Go on. Start from the top.
Okay, so guy.
You have just listened to Madge, The World Spider, and One Last Drink by Richard Newby. Directed and edited by Larry Fessenden. This tale was co-produced and ushered to audio by Sean Redlitz. Produced by Larry Fessenden and Glenn McQuaid, along with Rigo Garay and Jordan Goss-Perret. Featuring the voice talents of Motel, Jim Foster, Owen Campbell, Clint Jordan, Ella Ray Peck, Rigo Garay, Jordan Goss-Perret, and Larry Fessenden. Recording and mixing by Matt Rocker at Underground Audio NYC. Score and additional sounds by Graham Resnick. Bar music by Holiday, and Madge's song by Dino Boy. Copyright Tales from Beyond the Pale, 2026.